is Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Welcome to the show.
Guess what?
I'm getting it.
You're getting what?
A tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
A tattoo?
Why is that? Why today?
It's National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, that's what my tramp stamp says.
Hey, that is a cool tattoo, my brother.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting inked up with some tats.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
Ink tats, the coolest kind.
Happy National Tattoo Day.
Showtime.
It is showtime. It is Thursday, June 17th, National Tattoo Day, and I happen to have Villain Arts Tattoo Expo tickets for tomorrow through Sunday down at Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center. So if you're into tattoos, you want to celebrate today, then this weekend, go get a new one. Get tattooed by 800 of the world's best tattoo artists all at the same time. It's going to be extremely painful. No, but there's 800 artists going to be down there, and then you can go and have one of them give you a tattoo. Yeah. Maybe, and they're from all over the world, so it's a good place to go to find some of the best that you'll never like. Go out to Thailand to get a tattoo. He'll be there in Long Beach.
Yeah,
it's a very special guest today, who is basically just came in town back last night from being out performing all over the world. Haley Reinhardt is here. Haley!
Yay!
Filling in for Heidi today. You look great. Did you just, you said you flew in last night.
Yeah.
And
happy to be here.
You got up at 4:30 this morning to get ready, or did you just, like, you just stayed up all night long?
I just wore the same makeup as last night. No, I'm just kidding. I got up a little early. Thankfully, I do live close to you, but I got to hand it to you. This is amazing what you guys do all the time.
Yeah,
getting
up early in the morning.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And so, yeah, Heidi's on vacation. She'll be back next week, but she had an extended vacation up in Oregon. You know, she works so hard every day, so she needs that extra week relaxation.
Yeah,
I mean, well deserved. Don't tell her I said that. we've had like friends come in throughout the week, and Haley Reinhardt, I said, you know, it'd be great to have her back in. She was so much fun, and reached out to you, and you said, sure, I'd love to do it. And you said you were getting in town last night, and I was like, can you do Thursday? And she said yes. So, I would have totally understood if you said no, because I follow you on Instagram. You're out there. You're on a cruise ship doing stuff. Yeah. And then I don't know, where were you most recently that you were flying from last night?
Chicago, but I did do like a month in Europe. So I was hitting like Norway, Netherlands, Iceland to Montenegro, Zurich, Amsterdam, Florence.
That's a real place, Corey. Don't get upset.
Yeah, I did it. I love it too. She doesn't mean what I think she means.
In Montenegro, it's a real place. Look at us.
Make it up.
I love you, Haley.
It's on a map. It's on a map somewhere.
Promise you.
Well, Corey, do you know what they call the people in Montenegro? I mean, like, what do they call them? Like, you know, like...
I don't know. I think
I don't know either.
They have their own language.
I don't want to guess.
It doesn't pertain to me.
I don't want to guess. I'm afraid to guess.
I was a little scared, too.
It's a beautiful language.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you had a lot of fun over there in Europe and that other place?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's the other place? Well, Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, it's been a great summer so far. A lot of fun.
What did you think of the cruise ship? Was that fun, or is that like because you're trapped on the boat with all the people that just watch the show and you just can't escape?
Right. I don't normally I wouldn't typically say yes to a cruise ship gig, but Dave Koz, a phenomenal sax player and all around great guy. He makes this thing like such a family. So there's like 200 performers, 200 shows that happen on, you know, probably 100 shows on the one voyage and then 100 more on the way back. So it's just incredible. I got to bring my dad. I brought my mom last year, so I got them to perform with me. It just becomes a really cool thing where I have my own show and then I'm hopping up doing all kinds of different shows with other people. And it's smooth jazz, but it's such a big umbrella that we all trickle down with a lot of rock and roll and a lot of soul.
Yeah, he used to do the morning show over at the Wave.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
right. Back in the day when I was over at KLSX, we were in the same building as the Wave. And he was doing mornings and we were doing doing middays.
That's awesome.
KLSX,
He's a great guy. Yeah. So we're glad you're back and thank you for coming in. It is National Tattoo Day. Do you have any tattoos?
I actually don't. I appreciate them, but I did grow up like the first like concert I actually performed at technically was a National Tattoo Convention.
Really?
I turned 9 and I cried after because I was so overwhelmed, and this dude that looked like ZZ Top just rolled a 20 over to me, and I was like, I'm doing this forever. I'm not even kidding.
You were 9 years old singing at a tattoo festival?
Sure, nine that day, yeah. Good times.
Well, surprise, surprise, we have one of the tattoo artists here today. They're going to come in and give you a tattoo of your choice, whatever you want.
Oh, my dad's going to love that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. They did, since today is National Tattoo Day, there's a new Google trend mapping the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months. Unfortunately, it's just a limited, just basic names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses, which apparently didn't count as flowers. So what do you think, California? Of the of those names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses, where would California be like the most searched for?
Oh, I know.
What?
Yeah, it's names.
No,
really,
roses. Flowers.
No, it's flowers. Yes.
Oh,
I got a flower here somewhere. Where's my flower?
Yeah, it's right there.
Where
it's,
is yeah, it?
Is that
it's
a right there.
It's the only thing without any
it's
right color.
There. It's the, yeah, the middle. Oh my God, it's faded. I got it. So, oh, it used to be.
Oh,
yellow,
it used to be.
Used to be a yellow rose.
Oh, wow.
Did it really?
Okay, rose. That works too.
So the yellow. Yeah, it's a rose.
Yeah,
so.
You should get. You should go down.
And then this is
the
chrysanthemum.
Expo.
Pretty.
Yes. You need to get. Yeah, you need to get.
I know. I'm at that age where they all run together. It's just like an old sailor. You can't even tell everything. It's just like, is that just cancer on you, dude? Is that melanoma?
No, it's a rose.
God, yeah, I would have guessed it was the names. Because you always see, like, you know, people walking around L.A. and they got, like, in memory of Hector, you know, or it's like.
He just got deported.
It's too early for this.
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
Oh, Hector.
Are you ready to get canceled today,
Haley? Well, are they still doing that whole canceling thing?
No,
I can't believe you survived that.
Anymore.
It's over.
Yeah, California was flowers. As far as the worst tattoo trends ever, the super long quotes. Mm. People are like just having total script on there.
They do that on the rib cage too, on the side of. I mean, I think it's kind of sexy, but yeah, they'll get like, you know, we the people. You know, right? Yeah. On. Yeah.
That'd be a scroll going off the floor.
Yeah. All the way down.
Oh, she has a Bill of Rights tramp stamp. I'm all over it. You are such a patriot, Johnny. Another worst tattoo trend here on National Tattoo Day. Bows on your calves or thighs. That's one I like. On the back of the thighs, it's like just implied, like you have what, thigh highs on?
The stockings,
You've seen those, huh? You like, mm-hmm. You have a friend who has those?
I think like some suicide girls, they call them. I've seen
some
of those.
Oh, the suicide girls.
Those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they still a thing?
Sure.
I hope so.
They killed themselves.
You tell it. Check it out and report back.
They're all dead now.
I mean, if there's still Hot Topics, I'm sure there's still suicide girls. But yeah, they're like even like the pinstripe down the back of the leg and then the bow on it. So it has like a seam implied.
You like that?
Huh? I do.
They say that's number two on the worst trend now.
Hmm. Well, that's how I can tell my favorite porn stars. Like when I'm, you know, watching some videos online, it's like, oh, I recognize those. I know who that is. She's got her legs all up. Sorry, Haley.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable right now. If you're a VIP and you're watching and you're seeing what Haley's wearing, like, it's very tough in my position to be sitting here.
You try not to look right.
I know.
It's tough.
Might just
to be standing. I'm like, I better sit down. I better get a chair because this is embarrassing.
Yeah, your lower half is off camera.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You look beautiful. You look
sharp.
Johnny.
Sharp. Yeah, she looks sharp, Johnny.
Yeah, she looks very sharp. Snazzy.
She don't work here. She can't sue me.
She's into that smooth jazz. She's snazzy.
I'm Heidi.
Another worst tattoo trend, barbed wire bands. That was a big trend back in the day. Yeah.
That started with that movie, didn't it? With Pamela Anderson, barbed wire. She had it on her, and so then every blonde had to get that.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, the manual do-it-yourself stick and poke tattoo. Was that just the
prison?
The ink from my ink pen and a needle.
Yeah, prison tattoo.
Chinese characters. If Heidi was here. Mm-hmm. She has a Chinese character. It says beef and broccoli on her back.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say beef and broccoli. It says number one, but we all know what that is.
It says
it's beef and broccoli.
And tramp stamps are a sixth on the list of bad. But they also included paw prints. I know. You get your dead dog tattoo. Are you getting a dead dog tattoo?
No, I can't. I can't get a tattoo.
Why can't
I think
get a
for
tattoo?
The same reason, because that was like the only conversation that my father ever sat down and had with me. Yeah. It wasn't like he didn't sit down and was like, you know, drugs, sex, birds and the bees. It was, don't get a tattoo, because if you're on a beach somewhere and somebody's looking to hire you for a job, you know, and they don't like tattoos,
who's
you're probably not
going to.
I don't. It was the most
who's
random.
Who's getting an interview on a beach?
It worked.
You can't be a lifeguard.
It did. It was the most random conversation. He was like, you can get all the stuff, you know, you want pierced, because that'll be
you
a
ended
phase.
Up in radio. They don't give a damn about tattoos.
No, not at
or
all.
Drug testing. Yeah, thank God.
Nobody cares about tattoos anymore. It's not a, that's not a thing. You see guys on Wall Street who have their neck tattoos.
Face tattoos.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's acceptable now.
Yeah, but back in the day, like your dad's generation, it was
the 90s.
A tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're scum.
Can't get buried next to me. That's the whole thing, right?
Can't get buried next to me?
Yeah.
The Jewish religion.
Yeah, you can't. Anybody with ink on them is impure.
Mm hmm.
Wow. I was just going to say, we're pure.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
Look at you.
Also, tribal patterns. Yeah, that was my first one.
Is that what you got right there?
This thing here.
What tribe are you?
My first one. The tribe? Irish, Scottish tribe. Also, anchors and one word statements like breathe or lover.
Oh.
What are you, Popeye?
Especially on the face. Breathe on my forehead. Yeah, those are the worst tattoos. But yeah, if you want to celebrate tattoos, I have tickets to the Villain Arts Tattoo Expo happening this weekend. We give those away later. Got four pairs to give away. Also, I have a Hurricane Harbor tickets for 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40. So coming up in about 12 minutes, actually 11 minutes. Going to give you your first chance at that four pack. I'll give you your cue to call 818-955-2955. Be caller 40 since we're doing it on the 40s. And those tickets will be yours. You ever been up to Hurricane Harbor, the water park?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not in a while.
It has been a while for me as well. I mean, it seems like... I think we did an event up there one time. That's the last time I was there.
Ooh.
At Hurricane Harbor, yeah. But yeah, the big wave pool.
Yeah. I love the wave pool.
I kind of like people watching the wave pool.
Is that like the scary one? Like the really big?
It comes out
wave?
Every now and then. It goes whoosh. And then everybody's like, yay. But they're all out there in the floaties. It's kind of ridiculous.
I always almost die in those. Yeah. I'm not tall enough.
Not a strong swimmer?
I am, but I'm still, for whatever reason, caught in the undertow.
Not tall enough.
The problem with them? Yeah. The problem is that you have that gap where there's no waves. So then you just are swimming freely. You go to the very, very back. That happened to me when I was 8 years old. I was in the very back, not knowing that's where the biggest waves go. And then whoosh, that's when they all come in. And that's when you die.
And that's when you die.
I like to go searching for money in a wave pool. A lot of people who have like cash in their pocket that they, you know, just in their swimsuit and they forget about it. So then they get in the water and they get tossed around and they lose their cash down at the bottom.
Wow.
So I'll get my snorkel out and I'll... I used to find tons of cash.
You're the guy in the snorkel in the wave pool? Everybody thinks you're a pervert.
I mean, it's my kids' goggles.
Yeah. Looking at bottom.
They're really tight on my face. Yeah.
The fact that you're a grown man wearing children's goggles going underwater.
That's what your dad should have worried about. Yeah. Not the tattoos.
I'm looking for change. I'm not a pervert. Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Let's see what's happening also today. The 153rd British Open kicks off today. The Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. The main stage at Belgium's Tomorrowland Music Festival. Have you ever heard? I don't even. Have you heard of Tomorrowland Music
Festival?
Yeah,
it's like electronic music.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Destroyed by fire just 2 days before the event was set to begin.
It sucks. Those stages are so elaborate. I mean, it's like looking at a set piece on a movie, like a large production stage.
Because there's not much band.
No, it's all visuals. So, like, this thing's decked out with lights, lasers, and just like custom.
That is where one person stands there and does like this stuff
pretty
to the crowd,
much,
and then
yeah.
So everything else. Okay.
Yeah, the drugs do the rest.
You really need a stage for that.
Kind of. What else are you going to look at?
Also, I. Haley was on American Idol back in the day, and I don't know if you heard the news or knew this woman, Robin Kay.
Yes, I did know her.
Longtime American Idol executive, shot and killed at age 70 alongside of her husband in her home.
It's horrific.
I know. It was like they reported like a break-in or something before or earlier, and then...
Yeah, he was inside. They confronted him in the house, and
They caught that guy, though. I think that
they did.
Up, yeah, I think that they
and through security footage and all kinds of stuff, they found him.
Yeah, that's
I'm glad to hear that. Horrible, at least, but it's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
And also, Adun Grondveld, Olympic bronze medal winning skier, dies at the age of 49. How do you think Adun died?
No, it was a skiing accident.
No,
right?
He struck by lightning. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
That's
on a mountain?
I don't know if he's even on a mountain.
While he was skiing?
I don't know. You would think.
Metal poles.
But struck by lightning.
Great. New fear unlocked.
Yeah.
I used to love skiing.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like, yay, he'll just put poles in the air. Don't go skiing in the rain. It's the new rule.
He was on his best run ever.
Speaking of Johnny at the beach earlier, scientists say the dad bod is the perfect body for men.
Yeah, man.
Women can read about this, and this must issue a double standards. Is that true, Haley? Come on. Dad bod? Yeah. Are you still into the fitness guys?
I don't know what to say, man. I mean, my guy is getting like in better shape like all the time, so I'm not complaining about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you met him and started dating him and fell in love, he was in good shape.
Oh. He was in good shape, but you know, then a little bit over time, he just has like picked up some even better habits.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
it's
really
that's good. Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah, I mean, over time, I've lost. The ability to maintain anything.
You know, usually they say when someone starts getting in better shape in the relationship, and they're cheating.
They're cheating.
Hold on, I gotta make a
Someone's phone's getting checked, and I'm giving.
Is your man listening right now?
I think he's sleeping.
Yeah, okay, good. So I don't feel so bad.
He's definitely asleep.
10 years, right? You guys been together 10 years. Wow, congratulations.
10 years now. Did he go on the cruise with you?
For half of it, and then I brought my dad.
Oh, okay.
Splitsies. Yeah.
The only other man you can bring.
Right. Two Scorpios.
Mm.
Yep.
Two Scorpios. My God.
I know.
Aren't Scorpios supposed to be like really like sexually like, like driven or whatever I'm saying? Like very high sex drive?
I don't know about my dad.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your dad. I thought you were talking about your man.
I was like, oh. They're both Scorpios, Frank.
Well, I can imagine your dad's probably pretty into sex. Pretty much into sex.
You know he is a guitar player.
You That's are how you were.
I'm done. I'm done.
He was a musician. He's into sex. He likes it.
Cutting you off.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Just one sister.
Just one sister? Okay.
Yeah. She's a guitarist, singer.
Really? Mm-hmm. She's a Scorpio as well?
She's a Cancer. It was just her 30th.
She's a Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, that's this month. So does she just have her 30th birthday?
Yeah, that's why I stuck around in Chicago. We went on a boat and celebrated her and tried on wedding dresses for her. It's great.
Happy 30th birthday. Thank also you. Celebrating a birthday today is my daughter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, my daughter is 28 years old today.
What's her name?
Cassidy.
Happy birthday, Cassidy.
Yes, how about that? Yeah. Happy birthday to my little girl turning 28 years old.
Yeah.
She made me a grandpa, too. That's I don't crazy. Know if you knew if I was a grandpa 5 months ago. Gave me a grandbaby.
Congrats.
I know, it's awesome. Speaking of children, Elon Musk is starting his own political party. It already has got 1 million members, and that's just his kids. Yeah, if it's anything like other stuff that he builds, expect it to go up in flames. Do you have any animals? Do you have a dog or anything?
Yeah.
All right.
I have a cattle dog, a blue heeler.
Oh, wow. Those are pretty active dogs. I mean, you can't just lay around on the couch with that dog.
Exactly right. Yeah, my dude's a dog trainer, too, so they're...
Oh, that's what he does? Yeah, okay, good.
One of which. But yeah, she's in line. She's got her commands.
Maybe that's why your guy's in shape. He's got to go walk the damn dog all the time. The dog's he has to go work. What's the dog's name?
Pepper.
Did you adopt it?
We found her on like a Facebook post. Somebody found her in Joshua Tree, so we traded her for a bottle of wine. It's pretty rad.
That's true.
Yeah.
This person was a homeless wino?
No.
And they're like, I'll give you my dog, by the way.
They found her. A family did. Oh. And they already had other animals. And my guy was like, oh, they're putting her up and they don't want her. And then they're like, actually, we want her. And we're like, well, give it a few days because these dogs are intense. And then they were like, actually, no. So we got her.
Oh, so the wine was just a gift.
The wine was a gift.
Like just a thank you for giving us the dog.
Instead of having to pay $1 million.
I'll give you this dog. For some hooch. Because since the Superman movie was released, I guess there's been a 513% increase in Google searches for adopt a dog near me. Because you said the dog, Crypto, stole the show.
Yeah.
Even though it was a CGI dog.
Yeah. The entire time.
Does it have special powers too? Does it fly like Wonder Dog?
Yep.
It flies. That's just going to take me out of that. I didn't expect
it. He's a dog
it.
From Krypton. Oh, man. Of course he has powers.
That's not part of the story. I mean, the
yeah, he is.
No, because he was a baby when he got here in the egg. Like more.
That's why I said you got to watch the movie. Then you know his origin.
Does this make sense from past stuff?
No.
Or is this just brand spanking new?
Well, this is the first time they've ever had Crypto the dog in a Superman movie.
Right, right.
But
is he in the comics or
you
anything?
Find out. Yes, he is. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's been around for a long time.
Okay.
And you find out a little backstory in the movie at some point.
So the dog isn't real at all in the movie?
No.
All these unemployed dogs that can't get jobs and they don't take...
It's tough to find a flying dog, Emo.
Hey, look a little deeper.
Yeah, back in the good old days, we could just put a dog in a catapult. And then PETA came around. Can't do that anymore.
Nope.
There's been a 299% increase in adopt a schnauzer, because Crypto is a mutt, though, but I guess he shares some resemblance to schnauzers.
Okay. I don't see
that. Yeah, he's created by CGI, but was modeled after director James Gunn's own rescue dog, Ozu. What is your dog's name?
Pepper.
Pepper.
I had a schnauzer.
Because it's got the black and white kind of look on it.
Yes, yeah,
so that's
speckles.
With the pepper speckles. Okay, I get it. I totally figured that out. 818-955-2955. Tell us your dog's name. We'll try to guess why you call it that. I got tickets to give away. You win tickets to the tattoo show down there in Long Beach. Tell us your dog's name. We'll try to guess why you named it that. 818-955-2955. Because Pepper, we would totally say, because it's got speckles, black and gray speckles.
Mm-hmm. Or you found out you were allergic to them and you couldn't stop sneezing.
I am.
Right?
You're allergic to the dog?
Oh, wow.
Allergic to dogs. But that's not going to stop me.
So where does the dog sleep at night? Doesn't sleep in bed with you guys.
Can't do that. Nope. Right below. Yeah.
There's hypoallergenic dogs.
That's bullshit.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome aboard. Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Who had over 640 or under 640 that she would curse? Oh, speaking of 640, about 30 seconds away from those Hurricane Harbor tickets. So
I'm sorry about that.
I'll tell you. No, go ahead. You can curse all you want.
Give me a button.
I'll argue for you all the way to the FCC. I don't care. I'll take them on. Tom Petty's Malibu estate is on the market. He's asking $16 million for it, so unless you're rich, don't come around here no more. She's tired. That's why she liked that joke. She's like, it's so early in the morning. Oh, here's Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Real quick, Christine, hold on. Yeah. It's 6:40, looking for the 40th caller for the Hurricane Harbor tickets. And Christine, you don't count, so we'll start counting.
No, that's fine.
Exactly. She's allergic to water. All right,
that's
Christine.
Right.
What is the name of your dog? We'll try to guess why you call it that.
His name is Jack Sparrow.
It's always drunk.
No.
All right.
He's not.
He has does he have kind of like eyeliner-y kind of eyes?
He's a beautiful dog, but no.
All right.
Uh-huh. Does he have like long black hairs, kind of like
matted,
dripping from his his beard? Or
no,
his...
Okay. No.
Does he bark in a British accent?
No, he quacks more than he barks.
He what? Quacks.
He quacks. His nickname is Quacker.
So you named it Jack Sparrow, but you call it Quacker?
Well, that's, you know, when I first got him, I didn't know he had this odd little way of barking that sounded like a duck.
Oh, okay. So, last right. guess.
I'm just going with the pirate thing. He's missing a leg.
Close. Very close.
Oh! That was a wild card. All right.
He's got one eye.
Yeah. You got it.
Oh!
All right, Christine.
Before I got him... he was being rehomed on Facebook because he got bit in the face by a husky and was missing an eye.
Now, do you have a pirate patch over his eye, or you just leave it all just gross for everyone to stare at?
He doesn't need it. It's the one eye is just very small, and it's just tissue. And sometimes people don't even realize that he only has one eye because it kind of looks like a regular eye. It's just real little.
So he has eyeball in there. Is this his blind?
It's not really an eyeball. It's just tissue, but it's still black like an eye.
Put a patch on it. You're grossing me out describing
it. No, it's actually, he's super cute. He's the cutest little Pomeranian you've ever seen. He's quite adorable.
You're going to have to send us a picture of it, Christine, so I can be the judge of that.
I will. I'll definitely send you guys a picture. Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. All right, we got Jim on the phone. Jim?
Yes.
Guess what?
I'm the winner.
Yes, you're the winner.
Yes.
Wow. The confidence in your guesses. Yeah, Hurricane Harbor. You got 4 tickets to go cool yourself off. Who are you taking with you?
Oh, girlfriend and my daughters.
Girlfriend and your daughters. So how old are your daughters?
They're 30 and 28.
30 and 28. Talking about the Hurricane Harbor, like the good old days when they were little.
Yes.
What do they think of your girlfriend? They like her?
Yeah. Love her.
How long ago did you and their mother get divorced?
Just diving right in.
Actually, I'm a widower. So
you're a widower. Is this the first girlfriend you've had since your wife passed?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Jumping right back in, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You don't want to swim around in the dating waters a little bit? You know, and
No.
No?
No.
God, you are the luckiest guy. First of all, your wife passes away, and then you win Hurricane Harbor tickets. Can life get any better?
You better go have all the luck.
Go out and play the lottery tonight, you know?
Really?
I should hit that.
Oh, Jim. Well, congratulations. On the Hurricane Harbor tickets. Yeah, that's what I'm congratulating you on. Not that other horrible thing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
so
much.
Love your show.
Thank you. Stay on hold.
Still? You think he still does?
Oh, yeah. He still does. My God. Johnny, I know you buy a bunch of stuff on eBay, right?
Yes.
Richard Simmons' tank top is up for auction.
No way.
You can shop the entire selection on eBay.
I've been shopping on there for years, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. Tell that shirt.
Hey, this is my Stagecoach shirt. Come on.
Is that what you wore to Stagecoach?
Yeah, it is. I did wear this shirt.
No, it's not that bad.
What is this? What is that?
It's
Guess. That's Guess right there.
I don't want to guess. Just tell me what it is. Just tell me. I don't care. I'm not that much into fashion.
I got this at the Goodwill.
All right. Let's see. We got Anthony calling about his dog's name, and then we have to guess why he called it that. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Good. Say hello to Haley Reinhardt. She's hanging out today.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
What's your pet's name?
It's her name is Pee-wee.
Oh, love it.
Her name is Pee-wee. I'll let Emo start.
Okay. She barks in like a squealy. like a squealy.
Yeah, when somebody knocks on the door.
Yeah. The dog laughs all the time. Yeah,
that's exactly that's how they saying. Bark.
Do you have a doorbell? Do the doorbell than that.
No.
Jordan!
Jordan.
I was 2 clicks away.
Serious. Oh, my God, the timing. All right, Haley, what's your guess for Pee-wee?
All right, I get the message.
I am, like, the biggest Pee-wee Herman fan, so I would have said exactly that. But because you already did, is your dog tiny?
Yes, but that's not really why we call her Pee-wee.
Okay.
She's, like, a really small chihuahua, but that's half of the reason why we call her Pee-wee.
Okay.
Okay, all right, Johnny.
Because half she the reason. Tinkles all over the house.
That's right. Yep.
Oh.
Like every time you pick her up, she pees all over the place. Ever since we got her, she's like 13 years old right now. So from the time she was born, she would always pee. And then till today, she comes in the house and she still pees.
But do you stop picking her up, right? I mean, at some point, it's like, this dog always pees. The dog hasn't been touched for 13 years.
No, but she could just be really happy to see you and just start peeing all over the place.
Every time you walk through the door, it's just get the paper towels out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Anthony. Do you want to go possibly get a new tattoo this weekend? Or do you want to see Joe Bonamassa?
I'll see Joe Bonamassa.
Yes, you will, because I got a pair of tickets for you. July 31st at the Greek Theater. Tickets on sale on Ticketmaster.com.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you. You ever work with Joe Bonamassa?
Yes, actually.
Yeah?
I play with Robbie Krieger a lot from The Doors, and we did a gig with him on a really cool, like, huge ship somewhere here in L.A. And Joe was on the same bill. He's done a couple of those with us.
Was it the Queen Mary?
Honestly, maybe. I should remember this, but it was awesome.
It's the only big ship I know out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like station, like it doesn't.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
the Queen Mary, yeah.
Sure, we'll go with
that. Yeah. We'll go with that.
I think you're right.
All right, we got Mark on the phone. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Haley Reinhart's filling in for Heidi today. We're guessing why you named your dog what you named it. So what is your dog's name?
Dog's name is Dodger, not because I'm a Dodger fan.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well, took that one.
You eliminated that for us. Cool.
I got it. You found this dog running free on the 101 freeway, and it was dodging between cars and trucks to stay alive.
Yeah, right off the 101 in Oxnard, right there. No. Whoa. Good guess, though. Yeah.
Oh, it's no. No. I was like, oh, my God. I nailed it. All right, Haley, you got a guess for Dodger?
I believe that. I don't know. He dodges people. He, like, isn't that friendly?
No, he's really friendly. Considering the type of dog he should be aggressive, but he's super friendly.
Okay.
When you got the dog, it kind of looked like Tommy Lasorda, so you were like...
Nope.
Yeah.
Not
cool. Okay, all right.
So I'm kind of going off of what you were talking about, but I feel like you found him at Dodger Stadium.
No, but... Again, all great guesses. Has to do more with the breed and his color and the love of Dodger Blue.
He's a blue heeler.
He's a blue Doberman.
Oh, Doberman.
Wow.
Didn't even know.
So it looks like it could kill you, but it's super nice.
Yeah. The thing is, the blue Dobermans are not even blue. They're more like brown. So
but that's what threw us off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't guess, so you lose. I'm sorry. See, we have to get it right for you to win. Hello, Graham.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi. We're talking about how the increase in searches for dog adoption happened because of Superman and the dog Crypto in the movie increased the search Google search by 500% for adopt a dog near me. So we're guessing why you named your dog what you named your dog. So what is your dog's name?
My dog's name is Phyllis.
Phyllis. Oh my God. You know, I kind of want to guess why, and I also want to guess the breed.
Okay.
Phyllis.
Do I get two prizes if you guys guess two things?
Yes.
Fair.
All right. Johnny, you want to start out here?
Phyllis. Looks like Phyllis Diller.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Wait, who is that?
Phyllis Diller?
She's like an old-timey like comedian.
Oh.
She's got that hair, that crazy hair.
Crazy hair. Okay. A good guess, though. You got a guess?
Let's see. I'm imagining she's always hungry. I'm picturing like a lunch lady. And so she hangs out in the kitchen. She loves the kitchen. Belly down on a tile.
That's true, but I mean
that's not why you call her.
Feel
Phyllis.
Like unique. No.
All right.
Does she resemble Phyllis from The Office, or do you love that show?
Boom! Ding! 100%.
What?
That's what I was going to guess.
Wow! So I'll guess the breed: a bulldog.
No. She is a. Or wait, I'm going to tell you. You're going to guess the breed again, but
no. Go ahead. Tell us the breed.
She is like a big, frumpy Bernedoodle.
Okay.
So,
I guess, yeah, it looks like Phyllis from The Office.
Literally.
All right, you did win a prize.
Awesome.
Do you want Joe Bonamassa or do you want to go to that Villain Arts Tattoo Expo?
Hey, okay, I'll do Joe Bonamassa.
Joe Bonamassa. All right, those tickets are gone now. Sorry, people. 6 o'clockers grabbed those tickets right out of my hands. So we'll have the Villain Arts Tattoo Expo tickets for the history quiz coming up, or we got VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. If you're a VIP today and you're watching the webcast, the lovely and talented Heidi, Haley Reinhardt. Heidi Reinhardt. She's filling in for Heidi. It's Haley Reinhardt.
I'm turning into her.
She's here today hanging out, so become a VIP, and you can watch the show anytime you want on all your devices. But right now, let's get a look at traffic. We'll come back with the birthdays for July 17th and the history quiz for July 17th. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.